Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Hunt with Ash podcast. So it's the second episode of Let's Unleash Cricket. Today we are going to hunt about teams that are going to start their first ODI on 18 July 2021. That is today, Sunday. So we will be hunting about India's and Sri Lanka's some of the best records made by them. First, India's Sri Lanka is one of those friendly series that we play often in our neighborhood. Unsurprisingly, India have played Sri Lanka the most in their ODI cricket history. And not just that, India have a super winner loss ratio against Sri Lanka, their best against any top ranked team. So India have played 159 ODIs against Sri Lanka, with India winning 91 and Sri Lanka winning only 56. The last time India lost a bilateral ODI series against Sri Lanka was in the year 1997, where 2 years before, Team India's youngest sensation, Prithvi Shaw, was born. Yeah, it's almost 24 years. Okay. While Sri Lanka of the late 90s and 20s was one of the strongest teams, and the current team is not even close to 50% of that team in that year. To compensate that, India have sent a Team B with most of the senior players selected for the Test series versus England. As we all wait for the series to begin, let's hunt some of the most interesting stats and records of India and Sri Lanka in the ODI history. First, the most remembered record made by the India was on the year 2014, that Team India played 5 one-day international with Sri Lanka, and in that Team India won the series with 5-0, and it was their 4th 5-0 whitewash in the entire ODI history. And it's also Sri Lanka's first 0-5 whitewash loss. In the 4th ODI, our own Indian batsman Rohit Sharma scored 264, setting a new record for the highest score in an ODI match ever. He hit 33 fours in that inning, which is also a world record made by him. Now, let's move on to India vs Sri Lanka ODI batting records. First, most runs overall. The most runs overall belong to our own Sachin Tendulkar, who has 3,113 runs to his name from 80 innings at an average of 43.8 and a strike rate of 87.5, where Jayasurya isn't far behind with 2,899 runs. He is also closely followed by Kumar Sangakkara at 2,700 runs. From the current batsman, Virat Kohli has 2,220 runs. Now, let's move on to best batting average. Surprisingly enough, but it is not Sachin, Rohit or Kohli, but Shikhar Dhawan with the best batting average against Sri Lanka. The southpaw has scored 983 runs from just 16 innings at a brilliant average of 70.2. He is followed by Captain Kool Dhoni at 64.4 average and Virat Kohli at 60 average. Talking about batting strike rate, and Virendra Sehwag is always a constant. The Nawab of Najafgarh has scored 1,699 runs against Sri Lanka at a super strike rate of 110.2. Shikhar Dhawan closely follows him with 983 runs at a strike rate of 98.3. Third on the list is Jayasurya with 2,899 runs at a strike rate of 96.9. Even with the two double unders, Rohit Sharma doesn't have that good record as expected, but that takes nothing away from the two highest score of 264 and 208 he has against Sri Lanka in the year 2014 and 2017 respectively. And Jayasurya's 189 in the 2000 in the third on the list. Next, we will be moving on to India vs Sri Lanka ODI bowling records. The Sri Lankan magician Muthiah Muralidharan is first on the list of most wickets in India vs Sri Lanka ODIs. He has 74 wickets to his name from 59 innings at an average of 31.8 and an economy rate of 4.3. He is followed by Chamil Dawas at 70 wickets and Zahir Khan at 66 wickets. Among active cricketers, there is only Rabindra Jadeja who has the most 25 wickets. And Jasprit Bumrah's sensational 15 wickets in a series came in 2017 when he was at the peak of his career. He managed to take 15 wickets from just 5 innings at a fantastic average of 11.3 and an economy rate of 3.9. This was followed by Ajinta Mendy's 13 wickets in 2008 and 12 wickets by Muralidharan in 2000. Jasprit Bumrah is at it again, as he has not only the best average but also the best strike rate among all bowlers in India vs Sri Lanka ODIs. He currently has 22 wickets from 10 innings at an average of 16.9, a strike rate of 24 and an economy rate of 4.2. Ajit Agarkar follows him with 49 wickets at an average of 20.6. Manoj Prabhakar follows him with 28 wickets at an average of just 25. Even the bowling strike rate is an all-Indian show, with Ajit Agarkar at a strike rate of 24.7 and Ishant at a strike rate of 27.3. Coming to the best spell, it is all Sri Lankan show with Muthiah Murali, 7 by 30 in 2000. This is also Muralidharan's best bowling figures in ODIs. This is followed by Ajinta Mendy's 6 by 13 during Asia Cup 2008 final, and that was personally the best spell against India. And it was followed by Matthew's 6 by 20 in 2000 is third on the list. The best economy rate among all bowlers belongs to our own Kapil Dev, who has 38 wickets at an economy rate of just 3.9. He is followed by Harbhajan Singh with 61 wickets at an economy rate of 4.2, and Jasprit Bumrah is in third on the list with an economy rate of 4.2. Okay guys, moving on to the last session of this podcast, that is squad. First, we will see about Sri Lankan squad. We have Avishka Fernando, Banuka Rajapaksha, Pattum Nishanta, Lahiru Udara, Ramesh Mendis, Dashun Chanaka, Dhananjaya D. Silva, Dhananjaya Lakshan, Ishan Jayaratne, Charit Asalanka, Manindu Asaranga, Isuru Udana, Minod Banuka, Lahiru Kumara, Ashan Bandara, Chamika Karnante, Vinura Fernando, Dushmant Chamira, Lakshan Chandakan, Akila Dhananjaya, Shiran Fernando, Pravin Jaya Vikrama, Ashita Fernando and Kasun Rachita. In India squad, we have Shikha Dhawan, Prithvi Shah, Devdutt Padikkal, Rituraj Gaikwad, Surya Kumar Yadav, Manish Pandey, Nitesh Rana, Hardik Pandya, Kurnal Pandya, Krishna Pak Gautam, Ishan Kishan, Sanju Samson, Yushvendra Chahal, Rahul Chahar, Kuldeep Yadav, Deepak Chahar, Varun Chakravarti, Bhuvaneshwar Kumar, Navdeep Saini and Chetan Chakaria. In India squad, we have 6 uncapped players like Devdutt Padikkal, Rituraj Gaikwad, Nitesh Rana, Krishnappa Gautam, Varun Chakravarti and Chetan Chakaria. So, all the best for the ODI series that's going to start today, Sunday. So, for next episode, until then, stay tuned to Let's Hunt With Dash podcast. Thank you and have a good day.